Star 98 Happier in Steve and Laura and Bill Rebier from the Star 98 News Department. Hello, Billy.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Well, oh, my God. Let me tell you how he's doing. He's confused, okay? I was just back in the kitchen, and I was being nice and making us some breakfast bread toast. Have you ever had breakfast bread? Cranberry orange breakfast bread?
I have not.
Oh, it weighs like 1,000,000 pounds. The loaf is so heavy, you could use it as a doorstop. But I'm buttering it for nicely, because I'm a nice person like that. I am buttering it for him, and I butter the one piece, and it's sitting on the napkin. And then I butter the second piece, and I take it, and I put both buttered sides facing together, and I hand it to him, to which I am then questioned about my buttering skills.
Well, and why would you do that? That's what I don't get. Why would you put them face to face like that?
Like a sandwich? Like you made it like a sandwich?
Right, yeah. So that your hands are clean when you eat your, like you take the one, because then the butter will stay nicely warmed and melted on each piece. And he tells me that the top piece of toast has the butter fall off onto the bottom piece.
Of course it does. It's going to lose butter.
No.
Gravity.
My God, what is wrong with you?
Gravity.
How much butter did you put on it? If it's dripping off.
Well, first of all, that was another thing. He said I didn't put enough butter on, and I slather it.
You don't. First, look, it doesn't absorb upwards. It goes down. It's gravity.
So what he wanted me to do was,
got to butter to all the way to the edge. You got to get all the way around to the edge.
This is the last time I butter anything for him, but
I appreciate it, but...
It sounds like it. So he takes my nicely clean-sided top and bottom piece edges with the butter facing each other in the middle, and he takes the top piece of toast and he turns it over and puts the clean side now against the buttered bottom side.
Right, right.
So now that top piece has butter on both sides.
No, it doesn't.
Yes,
it's not going to suck butter off of the one to the top. It's not going to suck it up. That butter's going down. It's not going up.
Steve, did you read your kids the...
Gravity. The properties of it.
Dr. Seuss has a book called The Butter Battle Book. Do you remember that?
No.
No, of course you don't. Do you remember that, Bill?
No, I never heard of it.
It's these two snorks and sneaks or something like that. I don't know if that's the right word. But it's these two groups who are fighting over how to properly butter things. And basically it's, why people with different thoughts should just appreciate differences and get along. And that's the moral of the story. But this is a for real story. We are having a butter battle because nobody does it. When you go into a restaurant and you get toast as your
I flip it over every time.
Because do it correctly.
No, they don't. Negative.
Buttered sides need to face each other.
No way. That is counterproductive.
Nobody else on this planet does it like you.
Oh, my goodness.
Nobody. I'll tell you what. I bet nobody else on this planet cares as much as you two do.
I know.
That's for sure.
Did you hear us back there?
That's for damn sure. Nobody cares as much as you do.
Oh, my God.
I will agree with Bill on one thing.
What?
You got to get all the way to the edges.
Yeah, you got
to
get
to. I mean.
Yeah.
So. Well, I'll tell you, this is the last time I make any of you people toast. You can bring your own breakfast.
The next time you butter something for me, I also want it to be on all the way on the edges. I mean, that just makes sense.
Use a knife, please.
Yeah.
Listen, there was only a fork back there, so
fork?
You ungrateful.
No wonder it was improperly buttered.
Wow.
Keep it here for more with Steve and Laura.
Star 98.